Pershurn Chulin, Hitovshim Memdalad, in Shkita, Elosh Shiva Yudal Yer Hitovshim Memdalad, May 16, 1984, on Wednesday.
Hakel Schachtin, Kollegen, dann hat er hier. Kule, Meise, und Schmeite, Kameise. Der, in other words, many Mishnes that begin with the expression Hakel, so he mentioned in the Gemara, because there it says Hakel, Malich, and Leibri. So the Gemara mentions the other Hakel. The Hakel Schachtin was Nissen, it's smart or something. So, Pliege bo am Roye du Moi, Limao Asi et Tome de Chum, Shinas al Tarakeich, Rabbe ben Ule, and Limao Asi et Kusi Ume. Di Chulom bi Moi me Forash Maikul. Now let's go with the case, the first case. Hakel Shorti, Kosu bi Hilchas Erach Yisroel, Di Noshim lo Yishatu, Mit Nishidaitum Kalitz, Vein Nire, Da Pilu bi Nidoshim, שכתס לחתחיל, כי להבין של כל הפסולים, כל הפסולים ששוחטו גאה ודאים לחתחיל אלוהים, ורמינו, אם שוחט לא משעשית הקשרת, ומשענו הו הדין להפיל לחתחיל, so there's a more refreshed and swachim, that initial can be שכתס לחתחיל עם קודשק, על החסם וחמו ונחו, ומשענו הו הדין להפיל לחתחיל, אלו שבוי ומיסים, Tommy Dosh had Hille, Loy, so the Namish Shoki. The Loy Koma, which we will miss the Noshim, the Tommy Liberation. So it appears from the Gimore that Noshim are Shiris to Shech in Kochim, the Hatil, has come with Hamoku. I told you to board with Tommy Hakel Shoki, I had a Noshim, I have Noshim, to be Tommy with Muro. Hosom is a Hunism, to appear with a Shmuram, should be called a Parsha Kuro. Nemu abloshin zocho. So, kulem salgadaito, since the parsha is nemu abloshin zocho, that it doesn't apply noshin. Avrocha yichidish biisho, nilisem biish, ulferi kol atsurim gabi kochi, ischechol nisne noshin, vishor abeidei, noshin tsuri sapil kamis. So, most shaymi reject Hilchas Eretz Yisrael. Because according to them, it's contrary to the Nei Mori. Nei Mori. However, there are some Rishayim who say that Elisha should not be Shechetes Lechatre. Now, so Tresu Blasi says, the reasons why Elisha cannot check the Chum when there is mourning for ashes is walking in connection with Kochim, that Elisha can be shahat sahatrile, and so that seems to be kawahino of logic in kochim lechatrile. Like as kawahi hamo, nahum, so in crazy place he says no, there is no such kawahino of logic. Why? Because Gemara says that Gemara Mebeis, in connection, how we explain the lechatrile and the Eved. So, Rabbi, a second version, says, Ike d'amre rabbini oma hohe, haku tshochtin, haku muzokin, sheikhti, muzokin, haku pishayin mumchi. Ame do anudim, tshochtu ufanim ubeis mubomim, ulu nisale, haku ishka ufanim ubeis mubomim, lo yishke. Shemo nisale. Tshochtu ufanim ubeis mubomim, lo yishke. Shemo nisale. Then the Gemara says, haku ishne d'oma muzokin eil, shein muzokin yoi, we look at Lui Hashem. So the reason as to why, Misal, Oshalim, Uchrisha Salim, She Yochem Mireis, Makaschera Visaki, Apil Bein, Kmoi, Tisalatno Hapsut. So the crazy place says that the reason is why according to Yerushalayim that is oil and Nisho cannot be Shechet Lechatchila because Now, Hilchot HaLashon says, because no Shabbatim counts. So, Ephesim Tracy says, that's what it means. So in other words, so Hilchot HaLashon. So, and Nisho HaLashon is not allowed to Shechem. Why? Because in the Or HaShulchan explains Ephesim Tracy. He says, when the Gemara says several places, no Shabbatim counts. So the Pshat is not the way one understands it, you know, on the surface, that women are not as intelligent and that they are a little feeble-minded, chas v'shalom. But notion that in college doesn't mean feeble-mindedness, but it means they are soft-hearted. They are soft-hearted. And that's the pshat, the Rosh Hashulchan doesn't say that, but to follow up the Rosh Hashulchan, so that is also the pshat in the Gemara. Hamlamit is the tale of the Lambda Tiflis. Why? Because Noshim died from Kalis. In the Tzim, Divrei Torah, in Divrei Havoi. So, the Shulchan says that whenever Chazal says Noshim died from Kalis, he doesn't mean feeble minded. He means soft hearted. Soft hearted. So, a woman like this, in respect to men, so we say we move to the Chazal. Because men, the average man, is tough. But in respect to women, we cannot say a Yerushalim Hashem, because we know that women are very soft. So on the contrary, people think that Yerushalim from Kalis is an expression critical of the men. On the contrary, according to the basic place of HaShulchan, it's an expression that commends the women. In other words, men on a relative scale are tough, but women are soft-hearted, so their softness that manifests itself even in connection with cattle. In other words, someone who is soft-hearted could not be a shechet. He could not be a shechet. So in Mele, there is a possibility of shoshe of ilufet. Ilufet lichashimam, but that's only in respect to men, not in respect to women. And the reason is why Rohim says that he didn't catch him. They can shech the chatzile. So the answer is kochin, yes. Because kochin, who is mikado vidam, that is instantaneously after the shrike, the kayan. So in other words, so the kayan will not allow, you know, the average woman who is soft to shech. There are some women who are more tough than men. So they're saying, you know, Ben Gurion once said that in his whole tenement, he has one man member, a golden idea, and all the other members of his cabinet are women. So in other words, this is what the crazy place says, that in coaching you don't have to be afraid, unless the woman who is soft-hearted to check, because there is always a king on the Kabbalah Saddam, and he'll make sure that there should be, that the woman who checks is not soft-hearted. Yes, the women who are not soft-hearted, so they're much tougher than any man, than any tough man. So that's why, by coaching it's all right. But by whom, in Yohaname, we have filled enough because of the possibility. Because of the possibility that maybe she'll be Salim or be Shia. She couldn't stand the blood flowing out from the Tzabar Abeimo, from the Mele, even if she does it, but you like slowly, so then there will be a soul of Shia. This is what all Hashem says. And according to Hashem, even the notion that in Kalis, the more mentioned is a safe. And the Rambam mentioned that the Stamitor, the Shereva notion that in Kalis, the Tzim Vivatero Livavoy doesn't mean that they are feeble-minded, Chas v'Sholem. Bina not makum evoku, the Isha Yisam, the Ish, the Gemara says in there. But it means they are soft-hearted. And Mele, Havoi doesn't mean nonsense. Havoi means a guzme. A guzme. Divoteo Loshin Havoi. Or Mele is Tzurei Hashemai. So what's in Loshin Guzme? So a woman, because of her tenderness and softness in her heart, so she might interpret the Aloche so that the Aloche will always be soft. Sometimes the Aloche says she don't have to be soft. So that's the shout in Russian about Aiton Kalis, Umitzian Divotero Divavo. Hi. Yes.
In the first Rashi, the Mishnah at the end, Lamar that say from the Mufuni, Lamar that say Kuti Amumar. Is there any reason why Rashi doesn't also mention Rabbi Yisrael about Mufuni Amumar?
Hamini does mention, it's not only. No, he just mentions two animals. Yeah. You see? The Gemara itself says, Tanu Mishaya, my Shaya, thy Shaya. So in other words, the whole list is exhausted. But just one item is omitted. That's not the derech of the Tanoi, of Habina HaKodesh. But if there is more than one omission, so then it's a regular way, not to mention it. Alright. Hakel shochtu, hat chiyoreu, shum shiro deb. So then, see, omar rabachet, omar rabachet, bechol hakel hat chiyoreu, אבל מעטו, חכם מירי נחת הנושים, נחת הנושים, וכן אמר לך תחילו, בוקסי, לא יחלפנו ביום רייסי, תדברה ורבית היי, סודר אצל עבד רייסי, חוסם כיתון את היינו, לא אישו עוד אומר שוי לא אומר, אלא שימי מיר, מומר בסייפי כסעבוי, סייפי כסעבוי. אלא חכם עריכים לרוחים, נדרים ונדרים, וכן אמר לך תחילה, והוקסיב, וכיסר בלינדר, לא יהיה בכוחי, וכסיב טבע שלו יסידר, מי שסידר לו יסישלם, ותניה טבע מזה ומזה, שנדע כל עיקר, דיל רמיה, רב יהודה אומר, טבע מזה ומזה, נדע ומשלם, ואפילו רב יהודה קומה, so there is a מחלקת between רב מאיר and רב יהודה. What is the best way? The best way is, according to רב מאיר, not בנאיר. So that's even better than being neder and being mishal. And Rav Yehuda says, "Take mizeh umizeh neder umishal." So there are two lishenis in the Gemara in Dori. Tesis mentions it among the base. The first lashon says that the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir saying that the best thing is not to make any dorim at all is only in respect to the neder of Har Yolai. But as far as the neder of Arezu is concerned, so even Rav Meir would be made that Teiv Mizeh Umizeh Neiru Mishal. The second lashon says, like our Gemara here, that the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda is only Arezu. So even Rav Yehuda who says Teiv Mizeh Umizeh Neiru Mishal, only Arezu. And with Bar Yolai, so Rav Yehuda is also made that take mizeh umizeh shem enei akolita. So the more here is in accord with the second Russian Midor. But if you remember, you come out with him, Arezu, Abiyoma, Arezu, Olai, Loi, Olai, Loi. Now let's see Rashi. Yilma posha vol mikai, Vorcho mikino lo bidor yotel kam, Rebude ton enei dey vum mishal, Alme marichem vnei dey lechatshir loi, Da Arezu, Olai, Ud lekel nema bo Arezu, Adoma Bodei Shea Jolai, Voda Yoyif Kipiakotsu Bipashe, in this segment, with Meolai Named, is Voda Mishini Ki Abde, Deich Motorim Arulu Lerochim, in Lunat Atzchilo Beirach. So that word, so the Mishnei Nirachon, the Mishnei Nirachon is also Yerosh HaRederet. Yerosh HaRederet. Yeah. So now, more as, the whole heart of Al Chatzchilo, האט קאל יום מיסוק האט קאל יום מיציצס הוכ נאמעד וואס האט קלע סו יום מאס איז נאָ ווען יצ איז חיוב אין סו נאַצורל האז דעם אב האט קלע בוט ווען יצ איז חיוב אין סו דען איט האז דעם מינינג אב דעם דאָל האט קיום לו יתעמ באט סו סו פאר דעם מאי איז אסומינג דאט ווען יצ איז חיוב אין סו דען האט האז דעם קונטיישן there is an inconsistency between the first expression and the second expression. Rahakud Hochem, Mayu Hatriu, Yitikshalo, Yumadevedu, Loy Tikshalo. Amalei, anosh shritoson sheilo kasha. Yidikton e shritoson sheilo yeved. Michlau de lager hat chilehu di yeved, tad yeved lomoli. Now, what does it mean? I mean, Hakil is an expression of the Chachile any day. So the Beis HaLevi, in the Siman Chav Zayin and Chav Ches, discussed it. That's in the volume of the Beis HaLevi, the first Siman of which is the Kuntras Hashvi. I don't know, I mean, which one is first, and which one is second, and which one is third, I don't know that. Because it doesn't say exactly. So, but that's the volume, I think that's the first volume. With the Kuntras Hashmite being the first Siman. So in that Siman Chav Ches and Siman Chav Zayin, he's already discussed here. So he says, what is the Pshat? I mean, there's the plain Pshat Gemara. What is the Pshat? What does it mean? It's very simple, you see. Let's say, the Mishneh in Tmure. The Mishnah in Gemara says, "Hakam b'mirech anoshi v'anoshi, lo yishodim rashoil homir, el shemheim yamur v'zeh zavoy." So here it certainly means the Eved. Certainly, there's love, there's malchus. So what's the pshat? So why does the Mishnah use the expression "Hakam b'mirech"? The answer is this: what is Rabbeinu Hakodesh trying to say when he says "Hakam b'mirech"? Does it mean the mindset Gemara? The mindset of Mure is everybody can do the mindset of Mure, then it would be a Russian of the Chatzchile. But here, it doesn't mean Hakam Mir Nechmanoshi Nechmanoshi, that the mindset everybody can do the mindset of Mure. Because it says in Feresh, Loi Shodom Rashodom. So what does Hakam Mir mean? That the Chalais of Mure can be done by everybody. The halach is the achlutan uyomoreze. Umukut wasi yekede. So insofar as the maisit mor is concerned, there's an isa. But insofar as the chalinsat mor is concerned, so it's literally more. So here when the Mishnah uses the expression, hakel mimirin, it is not to be understood in the sense the maisat mor can be done by hakel. The maisat mor is forbidden for hakel, not for that it can be done by Hashem. But the Chalais, the Tfise de Tmure, no matter who does the Tmure, so it's hard. That can be done. Hakel Matfise de Tmure. That's the Eved, you see. And the same thing is true of Shem. So if the Tana of the Mishnah had been interested in telling us that the Maisa Shchite can be done by Hakel, by everybody, then it would be an expression of the Chatzchile. But if the Tana of the Mishnah is not interested in telling us that the Maise Shvite can be done by Hakel, but just the Heter Achille, everybody's Shvite is Matir the Behem El Achille. So then it's a Loshin of the Eved. Then it's a Loshin of a Eved. So, as a matter of fact, this is how the Beis HaLevi answers this discussion against Rashi. Tart the Eved Omer, Hochi Boyal Nisim, Shrita Sachel Chero Kut Mechel Shem Yukov, Yimash Pashapri Yadam Ad Mab Binom, Ha'akil, the Eved Kut Mab Binom, Abul Ulech HaTchile, Inam Anis Nahakil Shoft Nuchud, Ki Itnan Gama Arich Neire, Vum Forash, Lomul Nis Nahakil Shoft, Vist Chol Fushe, Ushrita Sen Chero, Rimei Maad, Tishich Tind Reishe Devet, Wie kasche die Kmura nahme hat, tonne die Hode mit Frore, hosser die Tonne kai gabne, hake mir mir in die Kmuros und Kmura bei der Dore. Wie in Schum, Schodam Raschoi, in Schum die Boye la Suke, wie seht ihr es, Aboye la Schmine Leikin alabchen im Eis. So, Raschi says, hosser die Tonne kai gabne, hake mir mir in die Kmuros und Kmura. Mure. So in other words, that if it had mentioned, if it had been mentioned, Hakel Mirit ut Moroson Mure Vadore, so then it would mean, you see, that then the Hakel Mirit would be a Roshon Chatzilah, because insofar as the Devil is concerned, that's implicit in the expression Roshon Mure. So what does it say, Hakel Mirit? In the, how could it say, in the sense of Hakel Mirit, the Tfisas Mure is by Hakel. That's the other expression, so there is a redundancy. So in other words, then it would be difficult, because since he says the Roshon Mishnah is Hakel Mirit, Echad Anosh, the Roshon Mishnah is not the Roshon Mure. The Roshon Mishnah is Hakel Mirit, Echad Anosh, and Echad Nosh. And some mele, so here, since the Mishnah doesn't say Utmurosam Tmure, just Hakam Mirin, and the Mishnah concludes, Loyishodom Rashi Lomber. So what does it mean? This is how the Mishalevi explains the Rashi. So what does it mean? It means the Mishnah itself is explaining itself. In other words, that we shouldn't think that Hakam Mirin is to be understood in the sense of Tfisa, the sense of Lichatchilah. But it means Hakel Matvisim Tmure. The Chaleis Tmure takes effect by Hakel, no matter who does it.
Maybe that's only because it's allowed over there.
Alright, but the Mishnah is telling us that. The Chaleis Tmure is Mitvas by Hakel, by Mitvas by Hakel. So in other words, the expression Hakel Mimurim does not have reference to the Ma'isat Mure. The Ma'isat Mure, on the contrary, so everyone is either a Nisar and does Ma'isat Mure. But the Haleisat Mure takes effect no matter by whom it is done. So Hakel Mimurim obviously means, Hakel Mimurim means the Haleisat Mure, that is Mitzvah. So that's why the Mishnah says, Lo yishodom rashoi lomer, elo shimeimir, muma b'seiti b'sarboi. We shouldn't think just because the Tfisas Tmure is chal, some mele, that it's muta, no, there is a law, but still there's a sakosu, hu tmorose yeke. Vitashi, tmure name, hotone, 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 so if it would be mentioned Hakel Mirin Tmurosam Tmure, so the expression Tmurosam Tmure would express the idea that the Haleis HaTmure is Mitvas by Hakel. So the Mele, the Hakel, the Hakel Mirin would have to be understood in the sense, the Ma'is HaTmure Bakel, then there would be a stira. But the Mishnah doesn't choose these Lashonot. But in other words, but here the Mishnah doesn't say it wasn't more. But just Hakam Miri, some mele, and Hakam Miri Machanosh Rashi means the Haleis HaTmure is mitfas by everybody. Echad Noshim, Echad Sheni, Echad Meis. So why does he have to say, Loishodom Rashi Hon? In other words, since the expression in the Mishnah is Hakel Mirit, and that means that it's used the Eved, so why does he have to say Loshodim Rashul Ha'amir? In other words, it's already implicit in the first expression that Lachatzel now. Just the Haleis HaTmure is Ha, but not the Ma'is HaTmure is in the place. So why did the Mishnah have to say Shemhei Mumer V'Seite Gesar Boi? So, also, as she says, Mishnah Boi La'Suke V'Seite Gesar Boi La'Shmin L'Leikin La'Shmin Ma'is. So Teisa says the Kashi. Per the Kuntres, the Okale Hashod Reish Rekin L'Chatchile Hu V'Loshin V'Yishtame Taino V'Mashke Purushin U'Mashke Purushan Maskonek. Gabi Di Eved Tarte Di Eved Amali Vafra Gabi Tmure Ami Kone Wole Meforesh پس اون که تونه کی کرده حق میر نیست مقاس از موقع که برداره به این میشون به میشون و مشوی رو ها میره میشون باید وستو که بسید که سبوی وشنی رو ریتم وشنی رو مریسه این میره میشون بسید که سبوی میخود و همون میسته تحت داره در بواسطه میسته حق میرین و همه میره سید که سبوی و باید از میشنه تو سید لوی شای مقاشای سوی بسالایی says no, the reason is to why it's why the Mishnah has to say Lui Shodom Rashoi Elohom Yeh because the reason as to why they are used, the reason our case is because the Haris HaTmur Yishcha because there is a Gemara in Tmur Yishcha Dalet on the base, the third line from the top. Umay shemema that there is malchus, even though it's a lachin of ma'aseh, so there shouldn't be malchus. You shouldn't be bure yosha ma'aseh. So in other words, so it appears from the Gemara that the only reason is why there is malchus by bure because even though it's lachin of ma'aseh. Because the Zibure of the mice. So that implies, suppose the Kisa's Tmure would not take effect, so then we couldn't say the Zibure of the mice. The Zibure of the mice is true because the Halitza Tmure takes effect. But if there will be a case where the Halitza Tmure will not take effect, even if the law will be there, so then there won't be any malchus. There won't be any malchus. So melee. That's why this is the kasha. This is the kasha. The have the bottom is the hakam and miri. The melee say that it's our boy. I said it's our boy. So why does the Mishnah have to say? Why does the Mishnah have to say? Lo yishodem rashoy lhomir. The answer is, the only reason as to why he said that it's Avoyim, even though it's a Lashon Maaseh, is because with the Bur of it Maaseh. But if the Tfisas Tmura would not take effect, then we couldn't say the Bur of it Maaseh. So then there wouldn't be any Malchus. So maybe the Mishnah couldn't say, Hakel Memirim, the Amenir said it's Avoyim, because then it wouldn't say that thing. That the reason as to why there is a chiyuv malchus is because of the dibure of the ma'aseh. All right. Oh, so now the kasha of the Gemara that we have to do is midiktonish v'asem sheiro de'evet michlau de'hakel chatkilu di de'evet ha'ati de'evet omri omer ha'le baru ve'ochat etone ha'kel shochtin v'afu ton v'chum Tom Bechum, I remember, it's mutatim mitam Bechum. So, Bechum shenas al taras hakeish. In other words, if he undertook to eat the chum, which al pidin can be eaten to me, but there is an Indian of precious, if you are refrain from eating the chum, eating the chum. As a matter of fact, Mr. Tishorin, so he discusses how Mr. Tishorin is a pair which had one price of the people of the Yoyak. Zerus would be of the Srizus, Srizus would be of the Nikius. So what does it mean? He says, Zerus and Srizus have reference to the Chiyubim and the Yisurim. Zoris So this is a reference to Kima Mitzvahs that are obligatory upon the Jew, and Zeus has reference to the Isur. But then there is the meaning of Nikius. So what does it mean? Nikius? Nikius means to be Noki. In other words, that he undertakes to eat im chum v'tar. Of course, this kind of Nikius does not apply today, because we must have to meet. We don't have to eat a pork. So we are all tumim anyway. So it doesn't make any difference whether it's the tar or it's the tumim. We are bound to the tumim. Bound to the tumim. But this man abides as long as there was if a pork to be retired, so there was a need of success, you know, to observe even tar abichum. Even tar abichum. So because Sala Achtun Shinasa Otaresa Kidesh, he is on Kisa Kureise, if he undertook to observe Tare in respect to whom, so how can he Tome Shech the Behemoth? So he'll touch the Behemoth and the Behemoth will be Tome. He'll be Tome. He said, Reise, maybe Sakina will call the Sheikh Ebo. Kidei shall we be Gabiboso. So that's ומודושים לא ישחי, שמוליד אבי בוסו. תמשוך אדם הבולי שלו, נגעתי שלו שם שירו, וסמחרש את אבי קוטן, דאפי וחום גרי לדבד נמלוי, שמוליד של שמוליד ריסו, שמו יפו לידו, וחולון ששוח אתו ההם, אילי נחר של אבי קוטן. So there is no doubt, this is points out, that the חולון ששוח אתו certainly has reference to חרש את אבי קוטן. Because the Lord of Mishnah is הכל שוחטו משתוסם שאירו חוטפה שלי קודם שניקאו שתוסם וכולם ששוחטו אחרי משתוסם שאירו. So obviously it has reference to חייר שלי קודם. But it has reference to something other than חייר שלי קודם too. Because if it, one second, see. If it had reference just to חייר שלי קודם, so then it does not have to say וחולון ששוחטו. It could say, חוץ מחרש שייתם בקוטן, שמו יקל כשתוסון, ואם שוחטו, ואחרי אומרי ניסון, שתוסון שאירו היה רסי לחולון, so the חולון, while it has reference to חרש שייתם בקוטן, it has reference to something other than חרש שייתם בקוטן. So that's the Gemara's קשת. העיר אינה חרש שייתם בקוטן, only, exclusively the חרש שייתם בקוטן. אלו קויה, במשוחת מבוירי, אלו התומי בחום. ואומרי, לכתחיל נעמי שוחי, ולהתומי נדושים, בבורו ניסגי, ילסק המון, ונשאר. So in other words, so if אחרים ראי ניסון, so they can be מבריה, that he didn't touch it. מי הוכן עדכה, כל הצורים ששוחטו שתוסם שירו, שהשחית הקשירו בזורים, מי הושב עבודים, ותמאים, ואפילו בקודשי קודשים, ובלבד שלי תמאים, נגים בבוסו. So why does the kind of the Mishne have to tell us why is? הוכן עיקה, הוסום, איזה ניתון לשעות צורים, תנעמי תמידוס. ובו יסיים, it's just the reverse. הוסום עיקה, וקודשים קודם, הוכן איזה ניתון לתמיד חום, sondern ein anderer Tome mit Doschen. Hei Tome dient man wie Mann. Ihr Tome dient man wie Mess. Wie Chau Chere wo Rachmane. Chere wa Rei Kocholo. In other words, like this, if somebody, the Mess is a beer with a Tome. And somebody who touches the Mess, becomes an Abba Tome. And then, if the one who touched the Mess touches another person, so he becomes a Rishni Tome. That's if the Tome Mess Tommy Mess touches a person. But suppose the Tommy Mess touches a chareb or any mattress, so there's a loch a chareb I call. In other words, the Tommy Mess who touches a mattress, so the mattress becomes also an avatum. And the same thing is true of contact with the mess itself. the message that we await Satumi. So the Cheret that came in contact with the Mass, or any mattress that came in contact with the Mass, becomes an Adi Avei Satumi. Becomes an Adi Avei Satumi. So the male is more like Hashem. I told me that the Ma'il is in the Mass. So how does he make sure that the Hebrew does not become Tomei? Does not become Tomei? By using his Sakino. Alright. Sakino is an Eitzer to prevent contact between the Sheikhet and the Behem. But he holds the Sakino, no matter how large it is, he still holds it. So Mele, if he is a Tomei Mes, the holder is a Tomei Mes. So the Sakin, and he is not a Tomei. So the Sakin and the basis of the Aloha also becomes an Aratume. And the Sakin is in contact with the Behemoth. So Mele, the Behemoth becomes initially Tume. You need to make the Holo Hera, 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 the Sakin, the Ozal Sakin, and the Sakin becomes an Aratume. And then the Sakin is certainly in contact with the Boso, the Behemoth. So Ozal Sakin is initially Boso. Elo the Yitma Bisharetz. So in other words, the Sharetz itself is Ava. And the one who comes in contact with the Sharetz becomes a Rishon Litume. Now Rishon Litume can transmit Tume, he can transmit Tume to Eichon. Some Mele, but not to Kelet. Some Mele, the one who became Tume, by touching sharetz, so Mele he became a Rishon Litume. So if he touches Ochlin, so then the Echlin becomes Shein Litume. Mashenke, if the Rishon Litume, the one who is Nitman Sharetz, would touch Kele, Kele can only be Mikabu Tume from another Tume. Odom and Kele can be Mikabu Tume only from another Tume, but not from a Rishon Litume. El Dit Mishat, the boy is saying a little bit of a mess. Uchinche. So he is an Aratume. Uchinche. What a cream shall call him Shahabo. Shrike can be sure, even if the instrument with which he caused the ceremony are not of metal. Our wood, you know. Our wood. Some male, so it's Shrike creates. And Shrike creates is not the Kabutume. She can be a whole Shechti. Ben Mitzur, Ben Mishuchis, Ben Mitzur, Ben Mitzur, Ben Abai Omar, Hohe Getone, Hakel Shochtim Afilu Kusim, Bameno Amurim, who are the Kusim? The Kusim are the Goyim that Sancheira Gorosho transmigrated, he brought them over to Eretz Yisrael. So he took the Asakas HaShvotim in exile, and then he brought some Goyim. And these Goyim, in order to prevent any disaster because of the Ahoyis, the lions, so they all misguided themselves. But the Pasuk says, Es Hashem Hoyu Yireim, Veseleim Hoyu Yireim. So in Mele, there is a Machlekes, Tanoim and Osamoim, whether Kusim the Ahoyis say, or Kusim Yireim say. So some Tanoim say, Kusim the Ahoyis say, in view of the fact that the Kusim remained in Eretz Yisrael, all right, they coupled that with Avi Hashem too. So in Mele, the Geus is not a Geus. It's not a Geus. So that we don't have the status of a Jew. And the Mandoma, who says Kusim Yerem is saying, so they do have a status of a Jew. So Mele, Hakel Shochtin, Vafilu Kutsi. So at the beginning, the Oreda was right. Then the later generations, so they accepted the Torah Shabbosav, but they did not accept the Torah Shabbosav. They did not accept the Torah Shabbosav, so they were like Duki. Then in the later generation, in the days of Rabbane and Rabbase, so then the Chachamim were guilty on the Kusim that you should have a dream of good. Or a dream of good. So, here and now, the Machlokes, whether Kusim the Rebbe say, or Kusim the Aroye say, is not a relevant question, because they have the status of going anyway. But prior to the Takone, that they had a status of going, so there was a machlekes between the Tanoi, with a kusim the Rehemisei or kusim the Aroisei. And they adhered to the literal meaning of what they thought was the literal meaning of the Tirash of Chassav, where they denied, they rejected the Torah of Alpeh. So they were like the Tzdukim in the Baal Shem. The Tzdukim also recognized the Tirash of Chassav, but not the Torah of Alpeh. אבל אם הוכחת, הכל שוכנים, ואפילו כוסי, ואמן לא אמורים כי ישראל יבית על גבו, אבל איזה מי נכנס לו ישרי? ואם שוכת, חליטך כזה יסבוסו, בין הישראל. So in other words, without the ישראל יבית על גבו, we cannot trust the כוסי. We cannot trust the כוסי. Why? Because after all, the Vela is mentioned explicitly in the Torah, we say, look on the Vela, and they accepted the Torah של הסעב, so it's true, they accepted the Torah Shabbat. So they themselves wouldn't take the veil. But we, so anyone who is Yerei Shamayim, who doesn't take trade for himself, will not dare give, accommodate another Jew with trade because of the Yisrael of the evil of Yerusha. But the Kusim, they understood the law of the evil of Yerusha to be limited as to a person putting an impediment, an obstacle before a blind person, but it doesn't cover any other act according to the Kusim's interpretation. Only putting a mikshol before a blind person. I mean, the Torah Shabbat Peh says, of course, the judicial mikro is implicit within the law of, it's included in the law of English mikshol, but it's not limited to that act of putting an obstacle, an impediment, a tumbling block before a white person. In other words, if you give an interchain in Guinness to a certain person, you know it's not good for him. And he acts accordingly, so you are able to do this in Mirchel. And the feels in Mirchel, according to the Torah Shabbat Peh, is not limited only to physical Mirchel. It applies to spiritual sharing too. So, in other words, if you accommodate a person with an avere, so whether the person is Jewish or is a goy, so you are able to do this. In other words, if you hand over an avere to a Jew, even though he eats the avere, but it's still a mirshu, he's spiritually blind. That's how the Rambam explains it in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And even to the Neach, if you hand over an Elam Nachai to the Neach, so you are Machshel the Neach, and the Neach is Muzar and Elam Nachai. So Mele, a Jew, a real Jew, so if he shechts, even though he doesn't eat from the behemoth that you shechet, so we have a guarantee that the Shkite was Sheol, because if it hadn't been Sheol, how would he give it to a Jew is able to use the But that bill applies to a real Jew, not to a Kusi, because the Kusi, he holds, according to his interpretation of the Torah Shabbat Sa'ad, nothing wrong in giving shchit and accommodating another Jew with the Neile, as long as he himself doesn't eat the Neile. Fine. If you ask the question,
if the Kusi doesn't have Torah
Shabbat,
then obviously no shchit.
What? So certain things they adopted. Certain things they adopted. The same is true of the Zukim, you know. They did not recognize the validity of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So in other words, everyone was able to interpret the Torah Shabbat Sa'ad according to his mind. So some of the things the Torah Shabbat Peh says they liked with their food of it. Some the melee. So they could have recognized the five aloches that passed through. Aber ich war auch, ich hatte schon mal viele Kuss, damit wir mal wohin, ich Israel in der Gabo. Aber wissen wir, was wir nicht schreiben? To Chereshi in the Kotlin altogether. Of course it refers to Chereshi in the Kotlin. But there is another person to whom it has referred. Because if Rabbeinu HaKodesh had meant to refer just to Chereshi in the Kotlin, he shouldn't say Nikulon. He could say Bim Shochta. The fact that he said Nikulon means that it has reference to something in addition to Chereshi in the Kotlin. Aber akuti, warmt sich in Israel, immer der Gab auf Schochi, aber hat drei, so weit ist nicht, dass ich da was in der Kirche reine, sondern even less. Amen, wir kommen. So, he says, warmt sich in Israel, immer der Gab auf Schochi, da für hat drei, no? So, how is it that the Mishne says, that to the Ere? Kasha, it's really Kasha. In other words, there is a difference. Between when the Rosh is Yufte and the Rosh Kashi. Yufte means that it's refuted. Kashi doesn't mean it's refuted. You have a Kashi, all right? You have a Kashi. So it's a Kashi. But it's not refuted. So anyway, according to Abaye, so when is one allowed to shech Elichatchile, when is the Kutsi allowed to shech Elichatchile? Only. If Yisrael is in Lagabo. But if it's less than Yisrael in Lagabo, Yetil Nichnas, so then he cannot check. So, but all the Yisrael Rabbi, all they hold that even if it's less than in Lagabo, as long as a Jew is Yetil Nichnas, Yitzel Nichnas, you know, unfortunately, the expression, the concept of Yitzel Nichnas has been abused. You know, certain people will tell you that you can eat certain meat. Why? Because the rabbi Mashgiach, once a week, he comes into the store to check. That's not Yitzel Nichnas. That is Nichnas Yitzel, not Yitzel Nichnas. So, Yitzel Nichnas means that he's there all the time, but sometimes he has to go over to a certain place. So he goes out for a few minutes. He wants to eat something, he goes out. So the male, the goy, or the Jew, who is not Mammon, so he's afraid to do something wrong. Because most of the time he spends in the shop, so he might be caught yet. This is the pshat of Yitzel Nichnas. He doesn't think it's a nichlas that if you inspect, you know, once a month, and you call up the owner of the factory and you tell him that the delegation of rabbis is coming, and then they come and see nothing wrong is done, that's what he's doing. That's nichlas yeitz. So what it says, yeitz nichlas lechatzil eloi, but nana miach in chomim bachanusei, yisroi yeitz nichlas muter. So we see that it is muter, hosom mikotonim miach, hamliach kotonim. But anyway, the more than say to you for the cash, so that it comes to remains. But there is a cash. So many say, some say, that teiku is an abbreviation of tishbi yitareis kushis rabbis. So a bias is a bias, but also kushis. To use there, so you are not, doesn't have to say anything. It's already refuted by Chazal. But when Gemara says kashi, it means that it remains, but there is a certain difficulty. All right? So the Chachomim, the Amoroyim, didn't know the Teretz on there. But in you are not, you would be able to give the Teretz on all the kushis. Avashom Ahorah, Hakul Shokhtim Afir Sol Numer, Numer Lemai, Lechon Vilkoy Tohomim, with the Rabbi, the Rabbi is from Mumma, he comes to us to Rabbi, with exactly the Mesa Lane, in Mutter Erdom, which we talk to, our Lord God, our Nosso Lane Yishre, in Shoch Adi Zakini Achov, in Mutter Zakini Yofi, Mutter Erdom, which we talk to. In other words, there is a difference, as Jesus points out, between the Kusi and the Yisroi Mumma Litov. Yisroi Mumma Litov, Hashkofi wise, is like a real Jew, but he cannot overcome the temptation to eat trait. He cannot come, he does it. But when he does succumb to his temptation, so he realizes that he does something wrong. But he is not ready to curb his efforts. But if there is a possibility for him to satisfy his appetite, at the same time, not to believe in Israel, he'll certainly do it. So in other words, when the question is, whether he checked the second problem or the second fossil, since somebody else prepared the sacking and made it ready, so he will certainly do it the proper way. And we don't have to be afraid, maybe there will be Shia to listen, Lord. So, we don't have to be afraid of that. Because we show the Ketel of Achol Yisuri. So that's why Vim Shochav Vidi Sakini Achov Nimtzi Sakini Yofi Mutar Lechom Shutosi Chut Mechera Shem Yukot Dafu Deber Namo Shem Yishu Shem Yitrisu Vishemo Yachliv Vichulon So this is points out in respect to Nimli Tobin So Vidi Sakini Achov and Nimtzi Sakini Yofi is Mutar Lechom Shutosi Mashink in respect to Kusin So because Sakin is without any effect because since they believe it's all right to be marshal, another Jew in Surin, so he can be novel anyway, even though it will not interfere with the satisfaction of his appetite. Masha'in came, if he saw his yates in Nichnas, so then a Kusi, even a Kohen and Omar, the Kusi in the Emesay, but the Kusi themselves, they assume that Jews do not consider them as real Jews. And they themselves don't consider themselves as real Jews. They hate their real Jews. Some Mele, Yetzir Nichnas is affected. Why? Because they are afraid that the Jew, Yetzir Nichnas, will catch him by that. Mashenke, Emuma Litovim Tesis says, here, that Tesis, that Yetzir Nichnas, is not effective regarding soil in Meichel Sazon, because he's not afraid that the Jew will check up on him, because he assumes that the Jew also has trust in him. So why should he be afraid of the soil Yetzin Yechnat? After that, now Shemir 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 Yachmiru Shachtahei. Then Achaz Bikot Alokol Shachmir Boyle. Ela Yisrauma. He Yiborak Sakin. Yisrauma Shemir Chatzile. Ela Yiborak. Is Yisrael Sakin Lim Dikahashe. Ela Yisrael Sakin Kachem Reis Mahabe. Dun Sakin. Humo Shochi Kach. Again. All right. We have to do it. Yeah. שאינו זוכר. תמד לו למורים שיידים בי שידי עלינו אלוך השפיק. אבל יידים בי שידי עלינו אלוך השפיק לא ישחי. ואם שוחד בי כנסי, אם ידי עלינו אלוך השחיק מות עליך המשחטוסי. ואם לאו עושה עליך המשחטוסי. חוץ מחרשי ולוקותים, דאפיל דבד נאמרו. So in Chathile, Rabbinus first lotion says, the Mishnah declares, that who can check only if he's a mumcha. What does mumcha mean? Now, so Rashi says, mumchim v'yedin hilcheshchit. The Aval Pishayim Ozoki shall we shock you for name of Din Pohon. So the Loshon of Rashi is remarkable. He says, Mumchim Veyedin Rashi. You'll see many posts that Mumchim means Pchidin Rashi. But from Rashi's Loshon, it's not Mashma, but this is accurate. Because Rashi says, Mumchim Veyedin, there is a God. Why a God? So Rashi says, Mumchim Yoidin Hilches Shchit. V'yafal pi she'im ozokim, shalom shochtu lifoneinu gimu poni. Lireis. So the question is, what does... So, apparently, there are two ingredients in Mumchim according to Rashi. Yedin Reshchite is one important ingredient. And there is another ingredient. What is the other ingredient? That we have to understand. Now let's see. The Adal Pishayim Ozoki, Shalom Shochat Lefoneinu, Gimu Poomi, Liris, Engage Behem, Keach, שהם מסלפים בשחיתה, שיובילו לידי שיר, או יאינו ידים לעם הנסידים לכך. So Mozokin obviously means, in other words, that he has experience, that people observed him share, and they saw that he doesn't become, you know, tense. Now, Mozokin does not mean, you see, just experience. Somebody might have experience. When somebody applies for a job, for a teaching job, so the first question they ask him, do you have experience? And what if somebody is a beginner? So he might have the biggest potential. But if he doesn't have experience, he will not get a job. But if he mentions that he has experience, he taught 20 years, let's say in a certain place, so then he gets the job. But sometimes he has experience, but he has experience as teaching in a very ineffective way. So in other words, what does it mean, Mozaki? Mozaki means experience, but three times that, and it was observed that three times he was sheikhed without becoming tense in the middle. Why? What kind of tenseness is there? See, he says, "Sheinu misalkin b'shrikin." In other words, there are certain people who cannot see blood, even blood of an animal. Even blood of an animal. So, I mean, my father, the Chaim Lvoacher, used to say that he couldn't be sheikh. He couldn't be sheikh. Not because he's the conscientious objector, you know, against, he was not a vegetarian, my father, the Chaim Lvoacher. He was not a conscientious objector against Shchita Chas V'Shalom, but emotionally, he couldn't see blood hidden of an animal. He couldn't see, I mean, it's mentioned that the Ari never killed even, I mean, you'll forgive me, but it has to be mentioned, Teor, the Lumensor, even a Kino, he never killed. No matter how much he was bothered by it, because he just couldn't, the Ari just couldn't kill a living thing, a living thing. So that means there are certain people, as I explained last time, I mean what the crazy place says, with the weakness of life, the weakness of the soil, and there are some of the things who agree with that chicken, that Noshim cannot share. Why? Because Noshim Badinkalis, it doesn't mean Badinkalis clear-minded, it means a soft heart. So in other words, women are more likely, you know, to become tense in the act of killing an animal, or slaughtering an animal. Slaughtering an animal. So melee, that means, Mozek means that he was observed three times, and it was seen that he is able to share without becoming tense in the course of the slaughter. So he says, Rashi says, "Shall we shochul fanenu b'achol tishenu zaki? Shall we shochul fanenu gimu pomi? V'yireis higeish ben keach, sheinu misalfin b'shrite, sheyoveyo l'dishie, o yeyedin le'amein es yideyem l'kach." Es yideyem l'kach. So that is Mozaki. But Mozaki has nothing to do with the umness of Shrita. You know, there are two things. First, there is the din of Shrita. The din of Shrita. There are many daily, who are Boki Bishas, and we know all the din of Shrita, but they don't have the Shimush, you know, the Miladaone. Miladaone, I mean, there are many daily, we shouldn't say many, but there are some daily who are Boki in the din of Treifes, and all the Shittes about Kim Sagirin, but if you show them a Dehine, you give them a Dehine, and you tell them, please show me where the Tzimtzagidin, they'll say, according to one Shite, the Tzimtzagidin is in this side, in that side, all right. But when he's asked to demonstrate, he won't be able to do it. And then you can ask some Shochti who are not Colombian at all, and they'll be able to show you the Tzimtzagidin, you see. So that's the Shimush. That's the Shimush. So that has nothing to do with Ilufe Chayshinon, Ilufe Loi Chayshinon. Ilufe Hashinon means he can be the best woman, the best sheikhet in the world. But he becomes tense. He becomes tense. I'm now in my condition. So many times I become tense. It's because I don't know. I just become tense. I become confused. You see. So it's nothing to do with no. So when Rashi says, Mumchim b'yedi milcha shchite. So, Rashi, there is a vote. He doesn't say, Mumchim Yidmarashim. I mean, I really don't understand why in so many poskim they say that Mumchim Yidmarashim. No, there are two components, two ingredients. One is the idea of Yidmarashim. And then, what avail is the idea of Yidmarashim? I mean, but if I don't have the shimush, so I couldn't check. I mean, let's say somebody might know all the deal of a shite, but he wouldn't even be able to recognize the veishet. He wouldn't even know whether the veishet is first and then the kone or the kone is first and the veishet is after. I mean, so in other words, mumche means one who knows number one the deal of shite and number two the meledaume of shite. The meledaume of shite and the act of shite, how to do it. But that doesn't mean that he might do it fast. He might become tense in the middle of the shite, become confused because after all it's hard for him to see blood, even of an animal. Mimele, there will be the psul of shite. But that has nothing to do with ideas, you see. Whether it's ideas in the dim of shite or ideas. Or the ideas in the meledaum of shite, the shimush of shite. So these are the two components. That's why Rashi says, mumchim, Veyedim Hilchashim. One is the Shimush. It's nothing to do with Mosokin. Mosokin has nothing to do with Shimush. It has to do with the ability to do it fast, you know, without becoming disturbed and tense on account of the blood of the animal that is flowing. Alright. I mean, that's the plain pshat, actually. There's no doubt. So, I mean, I really don't understand as to why the Achrayim don't mention it. Maybe they don't mention it because it was taken for granted that that is the pshat, you know. I mean, some of them really don't even have to mention it. But that's, I'm sure that this is the pshat in Rashi. Oh, so, Bamed Vom Amori, Shiyekim Bei Shiyekei Alein El Hashrit. Aber in jedem, wenn ich die Idee allein mehr noch erschritte, leu nicht schreit. Wie in Schochab, beten in sie, in die Idee allein mehr noch erschritte, muss er lechen mit Schritossen. Den Lab, also lechen mit Schritossen. Chutz mich herrschet in die Kotten, da kann ich sehr mit Namen los. Schemo, Gishu, Schemo, Schemo, Gitlisu, wie Schemo, Yachlidu. Shema Yahweh. So, V'yechulon sheshochatu ahe, ilin achere shikvikotin, alo koe, v'yishochtim iboyole. Elo, shayim mumchim, v'beit nizisari. So the Gemara says, the rest will come on the list. Again, the same thing that Thesis mentions in respect to some other witnesses. Because when the Gemara says, "Yilein acharashim yikot na lochoye v'imshoch miboyle," the Gemara doesn't mean that it does not have reference to acharashim yikot. Of course, it has reference to acharashim yikot. But since the Mishnah doesn't use the expression "v'imshoch day," so it's a raya. That there is something else over and above Chavashim Yikot to which it has reference. So because if it has reference exclusively to Chavashim Yikot, to the exclusion of anything else, then the Mishnah should employ the Loshen V'im Shochte Ela, it has reference in addition to having reference to Chereshim Likotin, it also has reference Ashei Mumchim, Ashei Mumchim. So, Bibet Kinesi Sage, the lesser Kamon Delizik. Não é ser cabal de juntos. Olha aqui. Damit war am Morgen der Rasch, der Schiele Buch in Schleben bei, Hila am Menschen Leu, der Himmel Mischrei, Markieren bei, und Gott Kuh, Schiedea Joch Schritt. Der Appell der Welt, wie jeden Joch Schritt der Leu, die Tommy dem Ozokin, Likauke, Schiebem, das. Oh, na, der Second. Wie geht der andere Rabbiner Oma Hochert? Hakel Schochti, Hakel Mosoki Schoch. Now, so, someone should not make a mistake. Hakel Mosoki means someone who has, so, who knows the oneness of Shritte. No, it's not oneness. The oneness of Shritte, that is contained with the Munche, the oneness. But Mosoki means that he has experience of shechting without the pots, you know. Without the pots. So, there is no ilum. Hakel Mozokin Sheikh Mozokin Akalpi Sheimum. Bamed Vornamoi. She Shochtu Luponenu. Beis vidimu tome, viloi nisale. Avaloi shochad utamonu, beis vidimu tome, loi yishrei, shema nisale. Now, why does the Gemara use the Loshin? Amet lo amor in shochtu utamonu, beis vidimu tome, morifshah. Either it's beis or it's gimu. What is it, I mean? Beis vidimu tome? No. A certain rabbi, a very family rabbi. So he is in the upper 50s. And he has a younger brother, so he's in the upper 40s. So and he's very smart, you know. He has a PhD, he's a rabbi, he has all manners. But he's in the upper 40s. So he asked me for a shiva. Maybe I know. So I said to him, how old is your brother? I really didn't know at the time. So he says, well, how old is he? He is, you know, in the upper 30s, in the lower 40s. So I said to him, what do you mean, in the upper 30s, in the lower 40s? Either he's in the upper 30s or in the lower 40s. It couldn't be. I mean, unless you don't know, but how is it you don't know? So you know what I mean, he said. Anyway, so what does the Gemara mean? When the Gemara says, basic mufam. Either it's Beis or it's Gimel, I mean. The answer is, because there is a machlokes between Rebbe Bashin Gamliel, whether two times the Chazoke or three times the Chazoke. So in Mele, the Gemara does not want to discuss, commit itself, but Rebbe Bashin Gamliel, that's not the end of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Beis Gimel for him, according to Rebbe, it's based for me, according to Hashim Gamliel, it's Gimel. Alright, please, no questions now, please. Now, and this is for the future too. I don't want any interruptions. As a matter of fact, I didn't appreciate interruptions in normal times, especially now. Because now, I'll tell you, see, miraculously, unfortunately, so the stroke did not affect my mind and did not affect my speech, but there is a difference between not affecting my speech and not affecting my mind. The mind didn't affect in any way. However, the speech, you don't see it, but I feel it. It did affect my speech, because when a person speaks, there is a coordination of the right muscles and the left muscles. And anything that involves the coordination of the right muscles and the left muscles involves pain. So in Melee, I don't speak so fast now. I speak very slowly. But my thinking, Baruch Hashem, miraculously, I mean, is unaffected in any way. So the thinking is 10 times as fast as the speaking. And when somebody asks me a question, so it makes me tense, and that arouses the pain, you have no idea. And then, besides, you know, if you say Peirich, you forgive me, but I'm saying it for your benefit, you know. If you say Peirich every Shabbos, which you should, and this Shabbos, I think, if my memory doesn't fail me, was the fourth Peirich, so one of the good midas is not to interrupt even a Chabad. Certainly a Rebbe, Al Haskam Rehama. So, and then if you interrupt me in the middle of the Shia, so it will retard me, it will retard you, and we are very much behind, and we won't be able to cover any ground. Right. You forgive me, but it's for your benefit. I'm sorry that I didn't say it 16 years ago. Story. About 50 years ago, Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zechem and Brocher was in America at the time for a visit, and he delivered the Shia in Yeshua Sabzlochon. And they were, I mean, in Yeshua Sabzlochon, there were probably, 100 detail at that Shia. And then one, a very outstanding Ilubitsuyan, he told me of my father Zechem and Brocher. So he interrupted Rabbi Aaron Kotler every 50 minutes. We said, shut. Now, as a matter of fact, now, the consensus of opinion of most of the daily who are present in the Shia was that that Hilu, he was not even restrained in his talk, you know. So it was not very polite, you know, when he goes to give the Shia to interrupt him, if he has a kasha, so he can wait. But consensus of the opinion of most of the London there was that he was right, not an answer, or not expressing an opinion. So I was a very young teenager at the time. So he gave a shiur in Athena Hamasitesna in London. I remember the shiur. So Rabbi Aaron Kotler Zechem Livrocher became so upset with him. I mean, he became so tense, because it's not the right way, you know. It's not conducive to the learning of Torah when you interrupt. No. All right. You'll forgive me, but I think it's about time, I mean, that I should say it. After the Shia, if I have no special reason to go home, you can ask me all the questions. I don't know whether today, because today I'm going to start and I come home on new medication. But it can wait if you remember. Just keep in mind to remember the Shia that you have. So you can ask me tomorrow also. Sorry. All right. I'll tell you, you know, at this moment, you know, I become very confused because the flow of thoughts is so much faster than the flow of words in my condition, you know. So I become completely confused. I have to remind myself, what was I saying, you know. It's not so simple. You get down, right? Rabino Mahochet, Hakel Shochtin, Hakel Mozokin Shochtin, Mozokin Apatishin Mumchin, Vamedro Mamorin, She Shochte Lifoneinu, Beis Vigimu Pomin. The learning sounds, that way it was witness that he can do it without a pause. Avalu Shochet Lifoneinu, Beis Vigimu Pomin, Lo Yishay, Shemu Yisau, אם שוחד יומה בור נשאר, אם נשאר עקתי, שחיתו סקשיר. זכות מחר של יקופן, תחלו דלת נמלו, שמו יישו, שמו ידריסו, שמו יחלידו. בחורון ששוחת העל, אילי מאחר השיט קופן עלו כהה, ונשוחת מבויר, אלו אשרים עוזוקי, ואמרה בואו נסעגה, דילסה כמיין דלישן. Again, so when the Gemara says, אילי מאחר השיט קופן עלו כהה, שאני בואו נגמור, it doesn't mean that he does not have preference for Hashem. Of course, it goes without saying. It has reference to Hashem Kodim. But it has reference to something in addition. All right. Now, Gemara, now let's see the Rashi. במד לא אמורים דחשיב הם מומחים שיהיו ביהו המסרלי ואימו מישרי מכירים בהם. No. So that's what he said already. מוזוקים שראינו ששוחתו כמה פעמים, יופת לא מכיר אותו, ואף על פי שהם מומחים, לא יעדינם בו שני דמרים אבל חשכיתם לו, ניסאווי את ראש הלפוס, וכנישו תלוי, שיוכל נראה סמק הסחרה ויסקי, אפילו דמיימו, כמו את הסלפנו, הפסולס. That's ניסאווי. He just cannot see any blood. Now, I mean, just to delay, to get off my tangents, you know. מי שיורי ברח הלילו, גילך ליושב לבייסי. גילך ליושב לבייסי. So, תראי, זה יורי, זה פתור מלחמת השוס. And רח הלילו. So, this is three points out. Two separate things. יורי means somebody who is afraid, you know. But רח הלילו can be, this is three says, גילה שיברי. Like Yeo, I mean, he can be the personification of glory, but he cannot see any blood. Not Kansh, what is called in modern lingo, conscientious objector, you know. That doesn't mean the conscientious objector doesn't mean he can't see any blood. There are some conscientious objector who could kill, you know, in cold blood, you know. But they are conscientious objectors toward a certain wall, you see. But, and then, in Yohannes Yisrael, even Yohannes Hashus, how could there be a conscientious objector? Yohannes Hashus can only be waged of pure Mitumim. So how can one be a conscientious objector if the Ur Mitumim sanctions a certain Muhammad? So that's not child. But it means Rahalevo. He's not a conscientious objector. He is in favor of the law. But the fact is that emotionally, he is incapable of killing, isn't he? So melee, so he is father of Nechon, of Nechon's ashes. So that means Nisalim. So somebody might be so emotionally tense in respect to killing that he couldn't kill an animal either. Even if he knows, let's say, that by slaughtering an animal, so he's Nikai Serebrocha and Nikai in Israel Shite, but still, he becomes tense when he does it. So in Mele, there might be pause in the Shite, so it will be Nitzel, because of Shia. Right. Now, Gemara explains. Rabbine, v'rabbe barure, k'arbaye v'robe, v'rabasha lo yamre, v'shem yashelon, v'kuro. So then the kashi was, why doesn't it say v'y? So, apparently, it says v'kuro, so it has reference to something over and above, and according to these, I'm going to keep there, he does not have reference to anything over and above Hashem Kodim. It has reference exclusively to Hashem Kodim. So Kashi, not that it's refuted, but the Kashi. So there is a certain difficulty. Alright. Kashi on the Chul. Kule kerabe barula liyamre lehach lishne. In other words, that it's stomach. בחור שנעשו על פרס הקדש, לאחר שלמה תעשו מתייר באוכה, איידו ביטון תמי בחור, תמי נעמי תמי דושן, תמי בחור גופלי, תחלי. חור שנעשו על פרס הקדש, לאחר קדש דום. כולה כרבינה ליאמרץ, או דעתו משנץ רבינה, the first lotion, and the second lotion. So after you should have a mumchine, you should have a mumchine. So the reason is why, all the other amoroi, Rabbi Barule, and Rabbi, and Sar Rabbaye, and Rope, and Rabashe, don't say like Rabbi Barule, so la'achrishne, damlo tochim ikia, radara dohosan ikia, because the Gemara is the kasha, why does it have to be mentioned here in the Zvochit? So, there are two shenes, either the Tia is Ikea and the Zvochit, it's not Ikea, or vice versa. So, ah, we should have a talk some Ikea, Vok, I do, Tommy, the Hun, Tommy, Nami, Tommy, the Doshin. Tommy, the Hun, Gufalay, is the Kalei, Hun, Shinas, Al, Taras, Kiddish, Lap, the Kiddish, Dom. Kule, Kirabina, Le, Amre, La, Ah, we should have Dom, Amun, Kenei, Shein, Mun, Kenloi, ואין מיצוי מתושפיטה מומחנה לאח רישני דום המוזוק נאי שאין מוזוק נאי ולילוף אלי חשינו רובר יומה כאפאיה כקושה because according to אפאיה the mission makes a difference between אימי דלגבו and נאטי דלגבו and רובר says no, it's not necessary that there be mamashim as long as it's Yezim in Yechnaz, so it's open up, Kikushi. Abai Roma to Robbe, after all Robbe mentions the Raya from the Ayneser, so why doesn't Abai say, on the basis of the apparent Hecher from the Ayneser, that Yezim in Yechnaz is enough, he doesn't, it's not required that there should be mamesh, even al gabor. The answer is no. According to Abaye, there is no hechach from the din of Yain Eser. Because in Yain Eser, the shayla is, was the akum? Did the akum touch, you know, the yain? So, then we say, even though there were no Yisroel in the Gabbah, but as long as the Yisroel is eating the Nichnas and the Akum labors constantly under the impact of the fear lest the Yisroel will be Nichnas any second, some Mele is not going to touch the eye. Mashenkin here, when the Kutsi is already holding the baby or the oil. So Mamele, it takes a short time, so Mamele is not afraid in doing something improper. Because he thinks, by the time he comes in, he's not here yet. So I'll be through with the act. Hosom. Hosom will not go, Hosanoga. Rabashe Roma Kitabaye, either like Rove, nor like Abaye, because Kosovakus is the Aroyese. Now, there's a Machlekes whether Kusim is the Aroyese, or Kusim is Geirei Emese. Now, if Kusim Geirei Emese, so then they are Jews, but the Nazir of Emitzes, they do not be Kabel, Divine Teresh Baal Peh. But Mashenkin if Kutsim Gere Aroy is saying so the Geus is no Geus of that boy. So I mean when he goes shechts, even if he shechts it properly, he can be the best sheikh as far as the act of Shiva is concerned. So it's the Vela. So Bakusim Yahweh is saying, Abashi is clearly Hobi Hobi. El Hobi my time will Oma Kishmaitse. In other words, the Muma Nevilis with Rove is Beidik Saki in Israel, So, in Bok Yafayukam, Shulele Shil, in other words, economic, Rove explains the Mishnah in accordance with with the same motif as Ravashi, because that's all it sees, remember? Muman Veleis, Leti Obey, Yisroi Mume Hamid Leti Obey, Ivedic Saki, Veleisele. But Rove Jost set a bio. You say that you have to explain the Mishnah in respect to a kusi, so then it has to be explained a little differently. Not in terms of any Balgabov, but rather in terms of Yezinians. Now this Rashi is very important. So Hashul on the Midai from this Rashi, that Rashi Shiti means that according to Maskone, the way in